thanks for listening to a new episode of Stand By Secrets. This is Matt.
And this is Millie.
And we have a fun mixed episode. We have a little non-rev drama, so little info, a little tea on something happening at Delta and how it's affecting their non-revs. Also, I just took my first trip to Germany, so we're going to talk about the kind of unknown Oktoberfest or the strong beer festival in the spring that we were able to check out a bit of, and everything else we loved about Germany, and also talk about Chicago on St. Patrick's Day. They dye the river green, and the big party that happens there. So a lot of fun stuff to talk about.
That's
this week.
That's awesome. Matt has been having fun lately.
Yeah, every week since, I don't know, like mid-December, we've traveled, flew every single week.
Yeah, you're not
even
home.
Really before that in November, I think we only missed like 1 week or 2 weeks.
Yeah, just not home on weekends at all.
You know, it's like my outlet for working, I guess. What I'm doing, I would say generally it gets boring after a couple of years, and guess how many years I've been doing it? 2 years. I need something to split up the monotony. I
get bored if I'm just at home. Jobs,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just like in life that just happens. But it definitely gets your mind off it. I'm sure you're not thinking of work when you're off in Germany
drinking and having fun.
And
absolutely not.
Not an ounce of work was in the mind.
I need to get into the past travel office of an airline. That I think I would be.
You would fit so well into that.
I'm working on it. If anybody has any contacts or if anybody that works in a past travel office listens to this, like, please reach out.
No, seriously.
I want to make inroads into that part of the airlines, because if I think about it, I assume probably 30 people in the whole U.S. maybe that do that or less.
Yeah.
And it would be really fun to really start understanding how people get into that and like what they do. I mean, I have a bit of knowledge of what they do, but it's very interesting to me.
Because I hear that a lot of people like to stay.
Yep.
And they don't like to leave because it is probably a really fun job with lots of fulfillment and just like...
Well, what if you know, for me, right, if we, you know, revenue management, we move some flights around and make more revenue, whatever, I don't know, we make an extra, you think of everything in RASM, revenue per available seat mile. So if you increase, a couple tenths of a cent on RASM, that's really great. Awesome.
Yeah.
Do I feel personally for fulfilled 2 years later? No, I don't really care. It's not like we're getting commissioned. Now, if you think, if I worked in a past travel office, in my head, you work on an agreement or you create a new guide and help people in your airline travel or help some retirees that, you know, have issues. And I feel like that's fulfilling because you're helping people with their lives and helping them enjoy their lives and get so much more value out of their job and what they can give them as far as travel. And then, you know, personally, maybe you get a new airline and then you can use that airline, and how filling would that be?
Plus, I think you would be good at that just for the personal interface part. Like, you are typically really good at talking to people, especially about like agreements that you already know.
Yeah. If I'm obsessed with it outside of work, outside of not getting paid at all to do it, well, I should just get paid to do it, right?
To get paid to do what you love. That's a dream.
That's literally. Actually. And we had I had a friend, we worked together, and he left the company. He said, Matt, you're wasting your talent. You know, you really care about this type of thing. You should do what you love instead of just doing it at like grinding it out at, just doing something that's not like that fun to do. I guess the part that I think makes it not fun is you forget you work at an airline. Mm-hmm. You feel like you're working at an Excel factory. I don't know. You just sit on Excel like almost all day, or equivalent platforms, et cetera.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That was just a little thing, but let's get into Delta. It's not even happier really, but, so you've used DeltaNet before and TravelNet.
Yes.
It is old school.
Yeah. I remember we had to, I don't know if I should say this, but my mom is way long.
Yeah, she doesn't work there anymore. Who cares?
Yeah, so we all used to share one, you know, username and password.
Yep.
And, like, I don't even know how to explain it. The website looked very plain, just like
It was old. Yeah, it's very old.
Very plain.
Delta created it all, I think, in-house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through their internal thing, which is DeltaNet. But that specific part of DeltaNet is so old.
Yeah, and I only used it, like, when I was living in North Dakota, I probably only used it, like, 3 times because I was, like, going to school full-time. And
yeah.
Going to I was working full-time, so I didn't really have too much time to travel back then. And I kept getting stuck in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So I was like, the Delta flights just like don't work for where I am located, which was Minot, North Dakota. Anyways, I just don't remember it being like the easiest thing to do. It was kind of archaic.
Yeah, and you were an eligible child.
Yeah,
of the employee.
I was under, what's the age limit? Is it under 25?
24, I think.
24.
26, maybe.
Yeah.
But you were under the age. So technically, you're not allowed to log in and do it any of it yourself.
Which I didn't know until you told me that.
And so, I didn't know it either. When I had my Delta benefits through Delta Propel, as soon as I got the benefits, more excited than ever, I wrote up a whole document with like screenshots and everything about how to use DeltaNet for my parents so they could do it on their own. Because
Aw, that's so sweet.
I really, truly get equally excited about myself traveling as I feel fulfilled with helping someone else to travel, whether it's my parents, friends, family, or honestly, just a stranger off the, I run a Facebook group too with this, with coming up on 2,000 people in just a few months here. So anyways, I get super fulfilled by helping someone and then they're like, take an awesome trip and really, you know, do something super fun. Anyways, all those people, you know, that aren't the actual employee rely on that Delta employee, right? They need to book it. They need to change it. You don't get on a flight. You can go beg the agent at the airport, hey, roll you over. But what if you need to fly instead of, to LaGuardia, you fly to JFK in New York, or you need to switch the routing and fly through a different city. Or you just say, hey, that didn't work out. I'm going to go to my backup option, which is a completely different city for my little weekend trip.
Mm-hmm.
Before you had a call center line, like a reservations agent, but they were knowledgeable about this specific thing, like a past travel line. I don't know the exact name for it. And you could call them and you can say, hey, you know, I'm eligible, blah, blah, blah. This is my number. I need to switch this and I want to go here instead. Okay. And, you know, let's say your son is a flight attendant for Delta. You know, he's flying that day. There's zero chance he really has the time to help you on it.
Yeah.
You know, when you have an immediate need and they could help you. Well, unfortunately, Delta just cut it off. They don't have that phone number anymore.
Yeah. And they didn't do any alternative for like, you know, like those online fake chat people or like.
Yeah, there's no chat.
Texting.
There's no
email. Just an email.
I haven't heard of an email, but that's not a quick option.
No, that's like, give me 3 business days and then I'll respond maybe.
Exactly. And by that time, you know, the employee themselves could be helping you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Delta and I think Endeavor is also a system of their own, but Delta, it's very outdated. They really, truly need investment from their airline to get with the times. When I was at Delta, and I think you may remember this, you couldn't get a mobile boarding pass even.
You
then were able to start doing it if you – this is really complicated. You would take the confirmation code, and you'd have to go to Delta.com. Couldn't do it through the app. You had to go to Delta.com, and then you would be able to add it to your Apple Wallet only.
Oh.
But otherwise, before that, you couldn't. And now I think it's on the Delta app when you enter in the confirmation. You might still have to do it through Delta.com, but you can get the boarding pass on the Delta app. But before, otherwise, you had to go to like a little kiosk and print it off. Now, Spirit still has that too, where you can't get actual mobile boarding pass. Kind of interesting. Or weird. Actually, I've heard Spirit has systems on the non-rev side are also a little older. So it's not the people, and I would say like it's not the people in the past travel office really. They're enacting what they're told to do,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they would love to have a great website and have an investment from their company. But if the company isn't making investments in that kind of stuff and they don't like show the value, which I think is a huge value, right? Like people, you know, we talk to ID90. I don't know the percentage, but there's a massive increase in how long people stay with the company when they use their travel benefits consistently.
Mm.
Right.
Like the retention rate is higher
exactly.
if you're using your benefits.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's sad place that Delta doesn't, you know, care to
invest in it,
have a login for the the eligibles, because we all know what's happening. People are just utilizing the passport, but then that puts people's jobs, I wouldn't say jobs in jeopardy, but you know, at risk of them getting in trouble.
I'm curious about that because I know you're like a fine print reader.
Yeah, I am.
Do they have like any reprimand? Like,
yeah, if they were sharing the password, you could technically get fired. I don't think you get fired for that type of situation, but you good to get talked to. And you know, I'm in the Delta Facebook group still, and you know, some people like to hype it up, be like, oh yeah, they track everybody, they have a code that just immediately alerts the security and they're all gonna come for you. Okay, no way, that does not happen. You know, if there was something actually suspicious happening, sure, but just because they logged in at two different places a little bit later, like, there's zero chance that they're actually like going after every single person that do that.
I mean,
people overestimate drastically how much resources and how much companies have to investigate, I don't know, fraud and wrongdoing. You know, they have to do a cost benefit analysis. They get no benefit by going after that type of person. Yeah. By the way, you know, what they need to focus on is the stuff that's losing them the most amount of money, that it's worth their time. Because trust me, there is, once you learn about it, that's one, it's super interesting. If we ever brought someone on, that would be super interesting. And now that I'm thinking about it, we couldn't say like what exactly maybe, but just give an idea. We'd probably have to get clearance for that one. But like to talk about what type of fraud happens with airlines, I know about it and have heard a lot of stories and have been told personally, like type of projects that they work on at my airline. So interesting. Mm-hmm. The crazy ways, whether it's an agent at an airport, a online travel agency that is in China, or it's a loophole in a code that allows people to do things they shouldn't be able to do. Mm-hmm. There is so much different types of fraud that go on. It's really crazy.
Yeah, but, and it's hard to catch. And then when you catch that one, a new one is like...
Yeah, and they don't care. Like, in single instances, they have to go start with the biggest stuff that loses the most amount of money that you can do the quickest. That's it.
That's just business.
So, also, it's kind of funny thing. I saw also, again, where people still think, and we talked about this on our non-rev lounge episode, that... because you're using incognito mode, they're not like tracking it. Well, they're not really tracking you looking up a price. It's all dynamic by selling at classes. Yeah. Everyone keeps thinking like if you look at the price, it's gonna go up. No, that's not how it works.
No.
Yeah. That's not how it works. The reason it's going up is because you have RBDs, revenue designator buckets. Maybe it's buckets. I don't know. Either way, or we call them buckets, but basically, as you sell off the lower fares, things close up and go to higher fares. And that might be one ticket, might be two tickets up, right? As you go up, it closes along with pricing being dynamic and the fares that are filed being dynamic. And then also things called APs, advanced purchase, which is rules that generally increase the price of the ticket as you get inside. So I always say, don't buy inside of 30 days. But we went a little bit off track of this, my fault, but kind of interesting stuff. And again, please, Delta, invest in your past travel. And I think we know that Delta, you know, wants to be the best. So let's see it on the side of treating your employees great with their past travel benefits.
Yeah. But let's talk about some more fun things.
Yes.
Now that we got the tea out of the way. I mean, since I haven't been using Delta, I don't know, that was like almost 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no. I graduated in 2020. That's 4 years. So maybe 8 years ago, probably, since I last used it. And they still haven't made any changes.
I don't
know if, like, they're going to be making any changes anytime soon.
So. It's just, it's a sad place to be at if you, you know, they like to say it was Delta difference. Okay, but let's be different by not sucking at the non-rev stuff.
A little harsh.
Because that's the only difference they have with non-rev is that they have much worse agreement power when it comes to business class agreements, and their booking system sucks. So.
To put it nicely.
And again, I don't fault the people in the past. I'm sure they work really hard to do the best they can, but they're not given the resources by their management.
Yeah. But let's talk about Germany.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Were you there?
Why did we go to Germany?
Yeah. Just for fun.
We wanted to go. They had direct flights 4 per day from Denver. My husband, his good friend from high school, lives in Europe, and she could take the train to visit us. She was living in Luxembourg now. What else? Why did we pick Germany? Oh, and my coworker recommended Munich. She thought it was really nice and cool, and we wanted to do a weekend trip. Well, we had to do a weekend trip because we just didn't have PTO, and then his visa was a really short application or period of approval, so we had to do it this weekend. This was the only option. So we took a flight on Lufthansa, A350-900 from Denver to Munich, just barely got on. Actually, Mark was on a United flight, and I pulled him off. I told him, get off, because he had got the last seat. I couldn't get a seat.
Oh, no.
And it was going to go to Frankfurt, and then he had to connect on it. And I said, get off. I just got the seats cleared, email from Lufthansa. So then we went over to the Munich flight.
Was he, like, actually in the plane?
He was on the plane, yeah. The gate agents at United, I have to say, Denver, gate agents for United, never had a bad experience. And I loved the people for this flight to Munich.
Mm-hmm.
Incredibly, incredibly nice people. Like, yeah. They're like, yeah, we'll get them off. No worries.
That's
like,
so sweet.
And they were like really keeping me updated about trying to get on. And like, they were super nice and like super friendly and happy. So
this is
loved
why
them.
We do not check a bag, people.
Oh yeah. Okay. So we go to Lufthansa A350-900. It's an overnight flight. Barely slept. Mark gets an aisle seat. On the bulkhead exit row, so unlimited legroom seat, great seat. And I get the middle back row, most middle seat. I'm not kidding at all.
Like one of
seats
those
were comfortable
back rows
enough.
Where like there's not even a window because it's just a wall.
Yeah, I couldn't see out the window. No, yeah. I couldn't see out the window.
You couldn't recline.
No, I could recline. That's the one thing I'll tell you. The recline still, they had positioned it so you could still recline, which is great. I didn't really sleep. 10 hours, honestly, 9.5, whatever. Went by pretty quick,
okay.
I would say. Like, I did long-haul flights to Asia and economy at one time. I think twice or three times total, maybe. And that felt way longer than this did. I think the time zone kind of way that you're doing it also has a big effect. But, you know, I was saying, when we were in Germany, I never felt like I was in a time zone. I felt like I was in the twilight zone. Like, I was very off the whole weekend.
Really?
Yeah, tired.
I wonder if...
But I feel great when I get back here. I had no issue adjusting back because I just never got acclimated to the German time zone.
Oh, yeah. You were there for how many days? Like two?
Three. Yeah, two full days on the ground. Yeah.
Yeah.
So landed in Munich in the morning. We took trains around the whole time. Love the train system. The trams are fast. The trains are fast. They come super frequently. Never took a car.
Did you just use Google or did you use a different app?
Oh, good question. I use Google Maps and... it wasn't really that complicated. The only thing is that you have to buy the ticket. It's a paper ticket. I do think they actually have an app, but we just use the paper tickets and we just decided to do the one day passes.
Yeah.
You can also do like a distance based thing based on how many zones you're going in, which I would say is a little more complicated.
Yeah. Especially,
but if you're staying in the center area, it's generally all one zone. It's when you get out, airport and things like that.
Yeah. Did you guys have like a set plan or you're just like going with it? Going with the flow of the trip.
Oh, I'd say we were going with the flow of the trip, and Mark's good friend, her name is Fa, love her, super awesome person. She really guided a lot of what we did and had some ideas in mind of where we should go and brought us some awesome places. So we went to the BMW Museum and saw like all the different BMW products across time, and also they had like a cool showroom where you could see all the Mini Cooper products, all the Rolls Royce products, all the BMW products that they own. And so that was really cool to see, like, all the new stuff and all the really cool, I mean, Rolls Royce and things like that. It's always fun to see. So BMW Museum, I think it was 10 euros to get in. We were very tired, so I was kind of rushing through.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you take a nap at least?
No, we did not take a nap. Yeah, I was very dead tired. So we went and took a nap after the – no, actually, I lied. We just took a shower because we figured we need to stay up until the nighttime and try to sleep then. And we stayed at the Rumors Hotel Munich. It's an autograph collection by Marriott. Love it. It's really one of my highlights of the weekend. It was so cool. It was all very dark hallways and mirrors. So it was almost confusing where you're at. They had some shag carpeting in the inside, like portion of the room. They had like a completely black bathroom with like black marble. They had black slippers, if you can see them on the ground next to me. I love to steal nice hotel slippers that were like black.
I
don't take like cheap hotel slippers. I only take them if they're like reusable, washable, nice ones. Mm-hmm. So these were. They had robes. I had never have had a robe with a hood on it before. The toiletries are really nice. I can show you what they smell like in the bathroom after because I stole them. They had candy in the lobby, like German gummies. They had drinks at check-in. They brought macarons and fruit up to our room because I'm platinum with Marriott. The breakfast was incredible. Full German buffet. You could get pretzels. You could get cream cheese with it. Like the yellow cream cheese like tastes like a more like a, I don't know, like a cheddar cheese kind of flavor that you have with the pretzels. I love it. Three tubs of mustard. There's fruit and everything and normal kind of buffet stuff, but you could order pancakes, eggs, avocado toast off the menu, specialty coffee, a chai tea ice. There's a Bloody Mary bar. Mm-hmm. There was a mimosa bar. All of it is included for free. Well, if you're elite, for free. It was 42 euros. But our friend was also visiting and they just knocked it down to 5 euros for her.
Oh, what?
For that huge breakfast. I mean, I would say the best breakfast buffet. Only one that rivals the Waldorf Astoria, Bangkok.
Wow.
Well, and also the Venebel in Koh Samui. But I mean, there's Asia. They generally have incredible, like a 5-star property. Gonna have
and
really
good. Did you stay there for both nights?
No, we stayed at the loft the other night because we wanted 2 beds. And it's hard to find 2 like queen or double size beds. It was great. I mean, they treated us great there too, but not as special. But also, that's a more limited service property versus full service. So, Rumors Hotel in Munich. I love it. So much. Great location too. Then on Saturday, it's our big day. We went, it was very cold and rainy. That's okay. We went to a park and saw surfing. So, they have like a wave flowing river, which is like perfect to catch like a surfing. It's
It basically goes over a rock in like the most perfect way that it creates a false wave.
Yep.
And then they can ride that nonstop until they fall off, which people do in Colorado.
They have that too in Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's the closest one that I know of is in Golden, but the water has to have like enough water.
Yeah.
Because sometimes like it dries out.
Sure, sure.
I'm not sure.
Especially
about
Colorado.
Yeah. But it hits it in a perfect way where you can ride an actual surfboard.
And the people had wetsuits on. I feel like it was like 40 degrees.
Yeah,
it was cold.
I bet it was really cold.
Yeah. And what else did we say? We saw like the main churches and cathedral and things like that in the main square. It was fine. I'm not like a huge history person. And I think I've seen more interesting ones in some, like Mexico City has some really cool places, I think. More showy, I guess.
Yeah.
We went to the little market that's around there with a V. I don't know how you say it. I'll say it. Not going to say it. The other part of the trip that was really the highlight was going to some beer halls. So we went to the Hofbräuhaus, which it's cool. It's definitely touristy. We went in the daytime, so maybe it's more fun at night. But we had like some pork, kind of fried pork knuckle, I think, with some beers. It was cool, but definitely like all filled with tourists.
Is that just like a chain bar or something?
Well, this is the original one. It's like a beer hall, but then they have that in like Vegas and like a lot of other places. I'll go to it in the U.S. like to get that experience. But like we also went to kind of a locals one. And they were having the strong beer festival. So basically, it's like a dark beer where they brew the beer and then they open the first barrels of the season.
Aww.
at that night.
Like very ceremonial.
Yeah, they did. They have a girl go on the stage, and then they have a tap on it, and then like she takes a giant wooden
mallet
exactly, and hammers it in, and like sprays everywhere, and then they make the first ones and they pour it to people.
I've seen a lot of videos of people messing that up.
Yeah, so
if you hit it the wrong way, just like the beer sprays out of the barrel.
Exactly. We went to the Lauenbrau Keller.
Wow, good job.
And I looked at the review and that's 4.1, but I don't know where it has that. Maybe the food or something. I don't know. It was super fun. We were there hardly any locals. We only could get standing room only tickets. So we had like a side table, but all the middle tables were like filled and they had a second level too. And the energy was so fun. Everybody was dressed up in Lederhosen and the female equivalents. I don't know what it's called. And we went in, and ticket included one beer, a liter beer, exactly. Oh, wow. And they had everybody sitting at the tables. They had food there. And that will come with the ticket that you bought if you had like a sitting table one, but you'd have to buy the whole table, I think.
Oh.
And, but it wasn't very expensive, like 13 euros per person. So like people would have like big parties of people and stuff and some way to share the tables and things.
13 euros, and you get food and 1 liter
I think
beer?
That's how I understood it. Yeah. Wow. Maybe it was more that I didn't understand. Ours was 13 at least. Didn't include food though. Yeah, so it starts off with, like, people are sitting there talking, and then they crack the keg open, then they bring on a band, and then they have, like, lights and everything, there's flags everywhere, and everybody's, then, like, later on, everyone's, like, standing on the tables, like, dancing. Such a fun environment. Like, it felt, like, medieval. Like, the lighting in there was, like, so cool, and it definitely felt like an old building.
Yeah, it looked gigantic.
Yeah, like, it was big.
Such a big.
Hundreds of people in there.
Yeah, big floor. Lots of tables, hundreds of people. Like, it looked like a lively place.
Getting excited about it. Just thinking about it.
I know you feed off of, like, environmental, like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, a good environment. Mm-hmm. That was a great environment. So, we're next to these two businessmen. One guy was, like, from outside of Munich, and he lived in Vegas. And the other guy was from St. Louis that was, like, they're, like, a biotech people. So, Oliver, and I don't know the other guy's name, but I started talking to them. They were at the table with us, and they were, like, we're having a lot of fun, like talking travel and things like that, because they travel a lot for work and things. And we got along really well. And then I told Mark and his friend Fa, because they're Thai, I said, like, they heard some Thai talking. And the people next to us at the other table were Thai girls that lived in Germany. And so then I said something to them in Thai to get their attention, because they were too scared to go over there. And then they started talking to them. So, aww, like, then I talked to their, like, I guess, boyfriend or something that's German. I'll tell you, he was like spitting when he was talking, so he's getting on my face. Good thing, I mean,
just probably inebriated.
Yeah, maybe. yeah, he was interesting. I don't know. But it was so much fun just like meeting people and talking in such a fun atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So really great highlight. I drank, I think, 2.5 liters of beer.
Just insane.
Yeah. I felt like absolute garbage the next day at the Munich airport. Yeah, so then speaking of next day, we went to the Munich airport, and it was a long experience. The flights oversold, so normally Lufthansa, you would get a boarding pass if there are seats. You just get the boarding pass, you can go right to the gate. Our boarding pass said you need to go to the agent, and I knew it was oversold. So we went to the agent, and then she's like, yeah, you didn't get the boarding pass because it's oversold, but I'll give you it to go through security and everything. I was like, okay, good, because it's like, if there's a chance you could get on, then you need to be at the gate, right?
Yeah.
Go through the immigration. So that took an hour of waiting
just
in line.
Immigration?
No, it took an hour to wait in line for like the area where you would get customer service help.
Yeah.
It was very slow line.
Mainly because people were checking in big bags?
No, that wasn't the check-in. That was the customer service line.
Wow.
They just had like three agents for like a lot of people.
Okay.
And then we went to immigration. U.S. passport takes no time at all.
What
it took like
Mark?
20 minutes for a Mark with his Thai passport, okay, just waiting in line there. And then we walk over to the gate, which is actually like in like a kind of like a, you take a train to go to the other terminal, get to the gate. And then if you ever come back into the U.S., a lot of times, I think almost every time, you're going to have a secondary thing where they like ask you, did you pack your bags, something like that. This one was different. Well, they had one agent that was moving incredibly slowly for each different U.S. bound flight. There was Miami, there was New York. I'll tell you, New York line was three times as long as our line. You probably waited over an hour.
Oh my.
Ours, I think we waited 45 minutes maybe.
Okay.
It felt like 45 minutes. We arrived to the airport at 9:30 a.m. The flight left at 11:55 a.m. and we didn't get to the gate till like noon.
Wow.
So about 2.5 hours with all that stuff. Guess what? We didn't get on the flight. They got one non-rev on, and it was not us. Yeah, and the flight had went from like 36 seats the day before to zero. So all those Denver flights were super full.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I needed Mark to get back to work. So I used my Bilt points, 44,000 Bilt points. And I used the Southwest voucher I had to connect him, because we got Munich to Chicago had actually open seats. and then get there. And I also got on Munich, Chicago as a non-roof. And then I got the last seat on Southwest back and got to Denver like 1 a.m. Yeah. I was so tired. Well, luckily, it was just like a snow day the next day, so I could work from home.
Oh, nice. That is true. You did get a little lucky.
Yeah.
Because it snowed Sunday night.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know. When I got back to my car, I had to get the snow off of it.
Wait, so why did you... If you were able to non-rev on the same flight, you weren't able to non-rev on the same
flight? Yeah, I just had to get him back to work, so that's why I needed to. But I was lucky to get it, but I needed like a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. We flew tons on the way back too, so. Good airline. Yeah, I love seeing the A380s and 747. I love to fly in that instead of an A350-900. Flown enough of them to...
Do you feel like you saw enough of Munich? Or you need to go back?
I would like to go back to Europe. I don't know if I have to go back to Munich. I like Munich a lot, but it's also a smaller city, so there's not tons of stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
It would be fun to go back in the summertime, I think.
Okay, so you were satisfied with your Germany experience.
Yeah, yeah. And I also went on a 10-day cruise recently, so I haven't even talked about that. That'll be another episode, but...
We have to bring Mock in for that one, otherwise it won't be as fun, because you guys did it together, and it was 10 days.
Yeah,
so
exactly. Chicago for St. Patrick's Day, we did that like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun. Really is a party. Really is a huge party there. We stayed at the Sheraton Grand Hotel right on the river. Okay. We could see the Green River from our room. We watched them doing the river green right from our room. Shout out to the staff there for making sure that we had a good view on the room.
How did they do it? So I know that like a couple boats like dump the green.
Yeah, it's orange then, when it comes out.
And then other boats like just spin.
Yep.
They like twirl around.
And so then it's green for at least the whole next day.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and it's like an orange thing that is coming out. And
I had no idea that
so
it was
bright.
Orange
It's
first.
So bright. When it like hits the river, it's so bright. And then like, yeah, it kind of spreads into the whole river. But it was very bright, very mm-hmm. green. Everybody goes out to the bridge, take pictures, everything like that. Chicago is a great time always.
I'm surprised that you guys got on standby.
There was a snowstorm in Denver, and we said we need to get out of here. So we flew it Thursday night. Because our airline had canceled all of our flights. So we got on United. But we just wanted to get out there quick because we actually added an extra night. We stayed there Thursday through Sunday morning. But yeah, I mean, I don't think they were full-ish, but I don't think they were like nothing crazy.
Okay.
I mean, they were full, but not like so much more than usual, I guess is how I'd explain it. Then we try to go to the parade. There's multiple parades around the city. I wouldn't recommend the main downtown one. First of all, it wasn't super impressive. And then there was tons of people and it was like crowd like pushing on you. I did not like that.
Yeah.
And it was like a festival it was very trashy, of like 15-year-olds getting absolutely hammered with their borks. Yeah, yeah, really.
15?
Yes, they were definitely under 18. Yeah. Unless I'm just like old
Explain
and I think that people
to
look
the
like
people
that.
What a borg is, because not everyone knows.
It's like it's like a jug of water that you pour out half of it. You put a bunch of like vodka in there and like some like Mio or something.
Mm-hmm.
You just carry it around with a giant thing to get hammered. And I saw at least 5 people puke. It was pretty gross.
I'm surprised that they were allowing that.
River Green
out
was
in
great,
the streets.
But I didn't like. There was like just so many people. There was like no cops around at all.
Oh.
It was too crowded.
Because it's not legal.
It's not legal.
Yeah.
I would say try to maybe go to like the Irish neighborhood or something to get some, maybe like a more authentic parade and maybe less trashy and more family friendly and fun to see. So yeah. Went out to the bars. Obviously, they were like massively packed. Suggestions, you might want to do a bar crawl if you're trying to go in certain neighborhoods that are really packed. But if you look around, you can still get in some bars, but other ones you're going to have to wait in line, definitely. If you go out to some like less party neighborhoods, you can still go to cool Irish bars and they will not have like a huge line to get into. We also had Serbian food and some incredible Thai food. So that was fun. And we also went to a local bar that was an Irish pub, and there was this old lady, and she was giving us so much crap. There was like 7 of us, I think, are my friends that went, and she just came over, "What are you guys doing over here?" And she was like so fun. Her name was Pam, and she was just giving all the youngins shit. You kids, you always answer a question with a question, and then someone would say something like, "Was I talking to you, son?" She was hilarious. She was a real what is it, like, fire or something. Anyways, I said, "Pam, you have a nice night, sweetie." And she goes, come on down to, I don't remember the name of the bar, but there was another bar that she works at on Mondays and Tuesdays. And she said, "I want to see you guys down there." So I was like, "Well, we don't live here, but maybe sometime," because she was just so much fun. Mm-hmm. You could tell she had that kind of thing, like she owned the bar, but she didn't own the bar.
Yeah, yeah. So just like that.
Yeah, attitude. Fun, really local Chicago experience. So great time. I love Chicago. I'm already thinking about going in last weekend of June.
Yeah, the summertime is supposed to be nice.
Yes.
There.
Have you been?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. It blows my mind how many people have been in Chicago. My friends hadn't been there. They love it now. Like,
they
you
have
to
like,
go.
Quotation beach area, right?
No,
the summer.
It's more like an actual than that. Beach? There's probably at least eight, maybe 10 different neighborhood beaches along the whole lakeshore, and it's beautiful. People have their boats out there. The water's great. It's better than salt water. I don't love salt water.
Really? I don't like freshwater.
Okay, well, it's not like
I don't like lake
but
water.
Like, remember, this is Lake Superior. This is like an ocean. This is not the little pond that has green stuff in it. It's like very, you know,
grand.
yeah, it's great. They have docks. I mean, you really truly have to go. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
These are great beaches. Trust me, there's a whole vibe there. This is very nice beaches.
Yeah.
So.
Plus, it was your first time seeing the Green River.
So yeah.
This was a great first trip.
I love Chicago. I love some airlines that are based there that have really good flight benefits.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. And highly recommend it. St. Patrick's Day is a lot of fun. It's definitely probably the number one place in the U.S. I haven't been to Boston, but I think Chicago's better for St. Patrick's Day.
You said you had a group of 7?
Actually, there was 10 total.
Holy mac.
I think 10 total.
Did you like have people flying in from other places or everyone flew?
Yeah, flew from Denver and we met people that live there too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good time. Always so fun when you're like drinking with a big crowd. So.
Yeah. And I will say I'm the one who organized it too.
Yeah.
I really wanted this to happen. I was super glad. It was so great to have a bunch of people that were able to go.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, more trips coming up. I've been, just doing this all for content, just traveling.
It's not all for content.
And we planned a trip together too. Mm-hmm. So we have,
a trip coming up.
Remember, I've been trying to do off the beaten path this summer. Mm-hmm. So this is something that, I don't know. When I say off the beaten path, I don't mean going to like a random town in Iowa. I just mean going to like, not just always going to the big cities and going to like some more fun summer destinations, like more regional kind of destinations. So we're going to be going to Lake Tahoe and Reno, and that will be a lot of fun. We got
My
everything
mom
booked.
It's going to be so jealous because that's like one of her like main places she wants to visit in the U.S.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So it's going to be fun. Use our Amex Fine Hotel and Resort credit. So we will talk to everybody next week. Haven't mentioned this in a while, but leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. That really is appreciated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people can see and learn what the show is about if they haven't listened before. And give us a follow on Instagram. I love it when people – I also like watching your stories. We'll follow back and, like, I can see where, like, a bunch of people that are, like, super into non-revving or flying, because I'll tell you – there is plenty of you guys that non-rev and do way cooler vacations.
And know better hacks than we do.
Yeah.
And are more knowledgeable than even
And have better flight benefits because their airlines are better at negotiating flight benefit agreements, Zed. So anyways, really fun
listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.